KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 55. So far, we picked up 3 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall, 2 one-hundredths of which fell between 6 and 7 a.m. and an additional 1 one-hundredth after 7 a.m. That'll go on tomorrow's 24-hour total. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Creston Police Department are today reporting that two people were arrested on separate drug charges Tuesday, and one person was arrested this morning for assault with a dangerous weapon. At around 10 a.m. Tuesday, 19-year-old Stiller Niles Melton Clarity of Des Moines was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia. Melton Clarity was also charged with possession of a controlled substance. First offense, marijuana. He was later released on bond. At around 11:20 p.m. on Tuesday, 19-year-old Amber Danielle Lacina of Shannon City was arrested at the Summit boat ramp and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Lacina was cited at the scene and then released. And at around 1 o'clock this morning, 24-year-old Adam Edward Lee Austin of Creston was arrested for interference with official acts and assault with a dangerous weapon. Austin was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,300 cash or surety bond. Creston police said also Brett Street Power Washing Services on Elm Street in Creston reported a cut padlock on one of their trailers, and a brand new red and black predictor generator was taken along with two gas cans. The loss was estimated at $590. The funeral for an Iowa State Patrol trooper, Ted Benda, who died following an accident, is set for this morning at 11 o'clock at the Waukon High School. Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson spoke about Benda's death on the floor of the U.S. House on Tuesday.
This is the devastating loss of a father, a husband, a son, a friend, a mentor, a dedicated public servant who made it his life's mission to keep his community safe in Iowa.
Hinson says Benda had deep roots in Waukon.
This tragedy is a reminder that brave law enforcement officers often sacrifice for a purpose greater than themselves.
And she wrapped up her brief remarks with condolences to Benda's family.
I join all Iowans in mourning the loss of Trooper Benda, and my heart is with his family, his friends, and fellow troopers during this very difficult time.
Benda's squad car crashed on October 14th as he was on his way to assist the Clayton County Sheriff's Office with a wanted suspect. He died 6 days later in the hospital. A true crime book argues the infamous 1912 axe murders in the town of Villisca were committed by a previously overlooked serial killer, and its authors will give a lecture in Ames tonight on that subject. Rachel McCarthy James, who co-wrote the book with her father, Bill James, said it did extensive research into dozens of similar slangs all around the turn of the last century.
I've looked at other crimes from the same time period that had the same basic idiosyncrasies. The same method was used, the back of the axe was used in all of these cases. It was at the same time of day, usually in the same type of place, small town, fairly rural, but near the intersection of two railroad lines.
Other things the crimes had in common included the killer locked the door behind them, the bodies and windows were covered, and a lantern from the house was often taken and left somewhere outside. In the Villisca murders, 8 people were killed one night in a house, including 6 children. There was another incident in Iowa at around that same time, which wasn't necessarily a slam dunk to be the same killer, she says. An elderly couple was murdered in a rural farmhouse in the Marshalltown area in 1910 that had many similarities to the Villisca case. James says it's possible one man committed dozens of murders over several years in multiple states. His name was Paul Mueller, and he was connected to the slaying of a family in Massachusetts in 1897.
Really a haunting person. I've lived in a lot of haunted places, and I've never seen a ghost, so I've never been a big person on haunting, which is good because, you know, I've devoted 10 years of my life to accidents, and now I would have to see some separation there.
James said she's held the axe that was used in the Villisca murderers, but had never visited the house, which, as she just said, there's some claim is haunted. She said that Mueller, who's the suspect in her book, said that he had been living with his family, or they family, that is, and ended up being seen at the house on the night, and he was not the only one that was killed in the event. He says that he was seen walking away from the towards the train the night of the crime, never to be seen again. The James's collaborative book is called The Man from the Train. And while the younger James is working on her next book, Whack Job, which is also about axe murders, Their lecture is at 7 o'clock tonight at the Iowa State University Memorial Union Great Hall. The lecture is free and open to the public and will also be live streamed. And finally, in the news, the Wright County community of Clarion is in the process of becoming a sister city to a community in southeastern European nation of Kosovo. Clarion Mayor Dwayne Asby says the agreement was passed last week by the city council in Clarion.
We did sign a resolution to pursue a sister city relationship, so that would indicate to Kosovo that we are willing and supportive of creating the sister city relationship.
While Clarion is the county seat, it's a rural community of only 2,800. Asby is hoping local officials in Kosovo will match them with up a similar sized town.
There are four or five different sister cities within the state of Iowa, namely Johnston, Sioux City, Cedar Falls, and actually nearby Fort Dodge. But we would be the first smaller rural community to pursue this process.
This past summer, Kosovo's Minister of Agriculture visited Clarion and rural areas nearby. The names of the sister city will be announced at a later date. A delegation of Iowans plans to visit Kosovo next spring. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.